It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you find yourself back out in the dating world after years of being married and you're not quite sure what's going on out there today, but yet you haven't really thought so much about safe sex and STIs and STDs? Well, my guest, Dr. Pepper Schwartz, she's a professor of sociology and one of the founding members of PerfectMatch.com. So, Dr. Schwartz, tell us what's going on as women and men in their 40s and 50s re-enter the dating world. As, you know, now, do they think about things like protecting themselves and, you know, safe sex and that sort of thing?
I don't think they do. They may give it lip service, but AARP did a study about, 2 years ago, on people over 50, and the use of condoms was shockingly low. Of course, people over 50 tend to not have to worry about birth control for reproduction, but they get diseases like anybody else. And the figure I remember most was that about a third of the women always or usually use condoms, but 12% of the men said they always and or usually use condoms. So I'm not sure who those women were with, but nonetheless, I think that there's this sense of we're older, our chances are low. And they're right, their chances are low. But their chances are not nil, and they do get STIs, and so this practice is very worrisome.
Well, it is, and now as a child of a parent who's dating, do we then have the talk that we were supposed to have, you know, that they had with us when we were teenagers, and now we go and have that talk with them?
Well, I think most parents, you know, don't want their kids to tell them when to cross the street, much less about their sex life, so... You know, it's not an easy thing, but I think it is appropriate to say to your parent who's out there, you know, gee, I'm really glad you're dating, and I would just want you to be safe, make sure you're safe about who you're out with, and safe about your, you know, sexual health. And then what I would do is maybe send them an article, you know, from AARP or something from a public health service that just says something about the risks and the importance of condoms, rather than saying that to them, you know, face to face. They would probably listen better if you weren't in the room.
Probably that's true. Do we advise, against getting tested before you go back out in the dating world, just to make sure that you're kind of all clear to go?
I think it's good. Some of these people haven't been dating for 40 years. On the other hand, they might have had herpes or something like that from the 70s. And they might think that goes away. It never goes away. Herpes is viral. It always stays in the ganglia nerves. So, you know, yeah, I think that would be the responsible thing to do. Absolutely.
So what else is going on? I mean, do you find that when you're dating in your 50s, 60s, and upward, there's more insecurity or less? Because I know when I was dating in my teens and 20s, every little thing I saw about myself I didn't like, you know, or I was like, ooh, I have to be careful. And now I kind of am like, yeah, really, who cares?
Well, I wish that it was sort of who cares, because, you know, there is a coming to terms with, you know, one's weight and one's looks, et cetera. But I think that happens when you're in a long-term relationship. When you go out back in the dating circuit and somebody is going to evaluate you, you know, you're going to have to take your clothes off sometimes. I think then people do get insecure. They are aware that they, you know, that they're carrying more weight or less hair or whatever. And they also are maybe worried about how their body parts work. I mean, women after 50, after menopause, are much less likely to have lubrication, and they're going to need maybe an artificial product that's a silicone or water-based or a vaginal moisture like Replens or a product like that, which, you know, well, I think that's the only one that plumps up the tissues. But, you know, they may have, you know, dryness that really would impede them. And the men have issues with erectile function. They may want to use one of the erectile dysfunction drugs like you know, Cialis, Levitra, Viagra, et cetera, or they may want to go see a doctor about other kinds of ways to make sure erections happen because they may have heart problems, they may worry about using those systemic drugs. I mean, those are things that they didn't have to think about when they were 20 or 30 or maybe even 40. But after that, you know, they understood that there's performance issues for both of them. There are, you know, drugs and applicants that really make a difference, but they haven't had to think about it, and they might be afraid of all of it. They might be afraid of talking to their doctor about it. They might be afraid of going up to a counter and asking for it or even looking for it in the aisle, you know. So those are additional things. They may be more mature. The good news is they like themselves better. They know themselves better. They have a lifetime of, you know, meeting challenges, and that really helps one's self-confidence. But I don't know if we ever grow up on or become indifferent to, you know, how acceptable and desirable we are and how well we will do in an intimate situation.
Now, do you find, Dr. Schwartz, that people are now more or less reluctant? I mean, you're one of the founders of PerfectMatch.com, mm-hmm. and I know my sister, who is in her late 50s, is now using all different websites, and she's finding dates all over the place. But, I mean, you know, people would be afraid. I know some ladies in their 70s, oh, no, I'd never do that, because they're afraid, oh, they're going to meet some psycho or somebody who's so desperate they have to. But it's not like that anymore, is it?
It isn't. You have to use some caution. I mean, you do. You have to do the due diligence just as if you met somebody at a dinner party and they told you, you know, they're an ex-diplomat or something. You would go like, that doesn't sound so right. Let me do a little due diligence and find out through Google or something like that that I can, if they really were a diplomat or if they do own a machine shop or whatever it is they say they are, you better check up on it. You know, 95% of the people you meet are honest, honorable, and looking for what you are. Yeah, they may, you know, lie a little bit about their weight or a little bit about their age, but most people are okay. But 5% or some percent, it might be even bigger than it is, are not okay. And they're not normal. And they will lie, and they might have an agenda that would be a little scary. So it is up to you to do safe practices, like don't give your home phone number up. Don't meet someone at home until you know a lot about them. Don't let them walk you to the parking lot if you're a woman and you don't, you know, meet them during the day. Find out, do as much due diligence about her as you can. These things are important. Women are much more scared than men, but men should be cautious. Because, you know, you don't want to be with someone unstable, and you can share yourself a lot of aggravation. You do a little research, and the Internet makes it easy.
It does. And, Dr. Schwartz, do you find it's easier for men or women out there?
Well, oddly enough, it depends up to the age. There are more men out there. But I think everybody finds it difficult. You know, men probably are not so self-conscious about their bodies as women are, but they're self-conscious about their performance, you can bet. And the women are much more timid in terms of, you know, is this right? Is this good? You know, they have a lot more internal processes about this, I think. Nonetheless, I think it really depends on the person. You know, your success out there is, one, just diligence, just doing it, endurance, until you meet the right person. Second is resilience. You might meet someone you really like who's not interested in you, and that hurts, and you have to get over it. You might go a while without finding anyone that's suitable, and you have to be resilient about that. And I think it's the question of, you know, you bring yourself with you everywhere you go, and I think women might, you know, sort of pretty themselves up a little bit more than men, you know, go get a new haircut, go to the gym a little bit, you know, watch what they're wearing. Sometimes men are so clueless about dating, particularly after 40 years of being with someone. You know, I mean,
I'm sure they are. Now tell people, Dr. Schwartz, where they can find more information about this great information you're giving here.
Well, thank you. You could go to perfectmatch.com. You could go to aarp.org. There's plenty of good information out there, and I really encourage people to try this. It really does open up their life.
And also protecting yourself and being smart about dating. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.